Anyone out there?
Hello there.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello?
Yes, not much. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear everyone.
Yes, you can.
This is Jeff Lindahl, and we have AC Johnson on the call, too, I think. I know we'll be calling him pretty soon. So this is what we're going to do. We have an operator on the line, and she's going to start taking people into the queue for questions. All you have to do is press star zero, and our operator, Lilium, will put you into the queue so you can ask any and all questions that you have. Single families, multifamilies, anything you need. Raise the money. We'll take all questions. And if you do star zero twice, it'll take you out of the queue. So just do it once. It might take her a minute or two to gather questions up. But we'll be here taking on questions. AC, are you on the line?
Hello.
Hi. So we need everyone in all to press star zero to get into the queue. Right now, because we're recording this call, so you can go back up to the website to listen to it afterwards, after we answer your questions. If you need to review or take notes on other questions, you can do that. Let me press star 5.
The conference is in lecture mode.
All right, so right now we have a nice clear line. AC, are you on the call? Okay, we are going to be waiting a couple of minutes. Let me text AC, see if he's on the call. Okay, and while we're waiting for him to get on the call, operator, is there any questions yet?
Yes, we do have a few questions and more coming in. Are you ready for our first question?
We'll give AC another minute or so to get on the call because he is an expert when it comes to single family. He's just out there banging them out, so I'm not sure if the first couple of questions are going to be about single family or not. So I'm going to give him about a minute to return my text to get on the call. If not, I'll be able to take on the questions.
Okay, perfect.
I'm here.
Oh, you are? Okay, great. You're here.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing today, AC?
I am here.
Nice. And we are ready for the first question.
Okay. And
okay.
It's my understanding, Jeff, that this call is particularly dedicated to finding deals?
No, it's just a general Q&A question. Any questions they have, they can fire away.
Right on. And who is the young lady on the line with us?
My name is Lilium, and I'll be your operator for today. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're
all right, Lilium.
Welcome. Okay, our first question comes from Morris. Morris, please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking this call. I've just started sending out letters, and last week I sent out about 266 letters to people with NODs, and it went out on a Tuesday afternoon, and I haven't gotten any phone calls yet. I'm wondering, how does this work? Do I need to wait longer? Have I sent enough, or can you give me some feedback?
Generally speaking, if you check on direct mailing, you'll find that the bulk of the responses will come after your seventh mailer to that same person.
Oh,
what
wow.
We found in my market is about the third or fourth letter received is when we get a response. The expectation to hear from someone the first time is diluted by the fact that you and many others are sending letters to NODs. And most of the time, those letters they end up in a basket on a table or beside a recliner, not as trash, but just to see what people are saying. So I would encourage you to just grasp that there is no one way to get your phone ringing. It takes a multitude of ways. And the first is to make sure that you have a web presence, because your letter should address the fact that you do have a website and those people can learn more about you, your associates, and your business and their business. They're getting a letter like everyone else is sending them a letter, and now you're trying to stand out and do some things different. Give them an 800 number where you have a recorded message. You can put a YouTube video link in your letter where you address exactly who you are, what you're doing, and why you're doing it. Do something different than what everyone else is doing. But most importantly, have a website link in your letter where it basically says, you know, even if you don't give me a call, please check out our website and go through it, and it'll explain to you who we are and what we do and how we do it. If you're not completely comfortable with going on a website, type this link into your computer, and it will take you to a video in which I verbally explain this information to you. And then 20 to 30 days later, make sure that you're set up on like send out cards and put it on an automated drip where they're now hearing from you within whatever, I said 3 to 4 weeks, but within whatever time frame from NOD to actual sale, you know, make sure they get 3 to 4 hits or touch points, as we call it in the chunker class. You want
what do you mean touch point? You mean letters or phone calls?
Letters, postcard, website, you know, put a squeeze page in there so that it notifies you that these people came through to take a look at your website, and then have that website do an autoresponder, you know, get your website so it will thank them for coming to your website. And it should include them putting their name. So this is going to tell you how many times you've had a touch point with those people. So I get a lot of students, you know, when Dave has me mentoring and coaching, or, you know, when I'm teaching the chunker class, they really think, and I'm not putting you in a stereotype, but I just want to clarify that one direct marketing piece is all that's needed to get someone's attention. And the truth is, it's more than that. Anything else?
No, it's thank you for clarifying that. I'm actually not just sending out letters. Today I'm at the county, and I'm going to pull out some addresses and go door knocking. I'm also going to put out bandit signs, and I'm talking to agents. So that's that. But I just didn't know the kind of returns I would expect on the mail, but you have cleared that out. So the first time, it really doesn't mean anything. I just have to keep sending that out until after a few times they don't respond. Now, my other question is, most of the letters that I'm sending, the names that I'm looking at, they're all more than half of them are Hispanic names. And I'm contemplating between also translating these letters in Spanish and putting it in the envelopes. Do you think that's a good idea? Or
absolutely. Not only that, consider running a marketing piece on the Hispanic radio station and putting a We Buy Houses ad in the Hispanic newspaper. Now, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I can tell you that we have a radio station. You know, I just left Austin, San Antonio area, where every other station there, it wasn't bilingual. You were either listening to English or you were listening to Spanish. And now I get you on the phone. I mean, I just got back yesterday from a big swim meet, and, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, but it will strongly help if you speak Spanish as well, so that when you are called or emailed or whatever, you can handle that. Or you find an answering service that has someone that is bilingual that can take your calls and go one way or the other. But, yes, that's certainly something for you to think about. All of you should be thinking about.
Thank you. And one last question. I already have a website up and running, but it's very simple and generic. It looks more corporate than it does personal. And I'm wondering, if is there like a sample website that I can look at that I can get an idea of what should be there and what shouldn't?
There certainly is a number of them. I mean, when I started and, you know, I decided to finally go website, and what I did was I went to We Buy Houses on a Google search and became inundated with We Buy Houses websites, from the very simple to a little more complex. And here's the great thing about this business. There is no finality to what you're doing today. So if you think this is going to be the website, like you have one right now, you're probably going to upgrade it, update it, upgrade it, and then you'll probably do the same as you become more or better equipped educationally with what you want to put on your website. So that really holds a lot of people up. You know, believe it or not, young man, I cannot believe, well, yes, I can, because I'm an OCD type A personality also. People let what do I put on my business card hold them up from getting a simple business card because they want to make sure it's right. Well, while they're making sure it's right, they're missing opportunities. Just put a business card together, and as you get other business cards from people, go do another one. Same thing with the website. If you don't have a website up, you're not in business. And there are people out there that will not do business with you if they cannot go find a website. You know, so don't let, you know, the fact that you have one up, period, kudos, big kudos. So there are a lot of people that don't. They're waiting for the, I just want to make sure, and then I want to just make sure. And we call that, as instructors out here, is hurrying up and going nowhere. All right, is that it for you? So go to We Buy Houses on the website, on the internet, and you will find a plethora of information.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. I hope that helps.
Yes.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Our next question. Next question comes from Jamal. Jamal, please go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, I had a question about syndication. So I got a course recently for private lending, and it's really, really well done, actually. But it focuses on single family. And so he secures each private lender with a note on the single family home, and their leverage is their loan to value, their low loan to value. How do I take this and apply it and get multiple private lenders and secure them with multifamily? And where do I go to find this information? I'm sure it's a complicated, long question, but I just want to know where I can go to start finding out this information. Thank you.
It's all yours, Jeff.
So am I? Okay. Well, if you're for when you're syndicating bigger deals, when you bring in bigger investors, it's you definitely need to engage an SEC attorney to make sure you're offering, you can't find a deal, you can't find a large apartment complex and then start like soliciting investors going into it. You need to start establishing that relationship prior. You should create a file the first time you met them, that where you met, so you're so the second time when you have a deal, you can like document that. But it's basically the whole process on how to do it is
going to take like, way more time than we have on this phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have,
I understand that. I just wanted to is there videos or something on the website?
Are you a student? Are you in coaching?
I am a Success Club member, Silver Success.
Okay. I go back to you, Jeff.
We do have a private money course that's at the office. If you call the office at 781-878-7114, you can talk to Jeannie or you can talk to my mother about it. They're in the office right now.
Okay.
And then Gene Trowbridge, is he still working with Dave and the family?
He's
he's their SEC attorney. That would be a great start for you. And he has a book. I'm sitting here looking across at my bookshelf, and he has a book on all of this. And there's so many intricacies to doing what you're requesting information on. And I deferred over to Jeff, but I'm going to tell you straight. We're not attorneys.
Correct.
And for us to start getting into that conversation with you over a phone line with all these other people on it, I go back to him and just say, "Yeah, go call
Gene."
I didn't expect the
full answer. I just want to know, like you just said, you gave me exactly what I want. I want some point of contacts and some places to start looking. So I appreciate
that. Right on.
Well, our office is Dr. Jeannie, right? Jeannie is in charge of raising all the money for all our deals, so she'll point you in the right direction.
She will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next question, please.
Okay, we have no questions at this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you have questions, please press star zero for questions, please.
So for those of you, as soon as somebody presses it and lets you know they're available, please cut me off.
I will do that.
So for those of you that are on the phone, depending upon where you are in your investing career, there's a big push out there right now. I talked about it once before. I'm going to talk about it again, that uneducated investors are coming out here and saying that they're working with sellers to help find buyers. Folks, if you don't have a license, if you're not a professionally licensed real estate agent, some cities require you or some states require you to be a broker. I would strongly suggest that you remove from your dialogue any references at all, period, final answer, anything at all about you're out here working with sellers to find buyers. Hi, my name's AC. I'm an investor in the area that works with a group of investors in hopes of if you and I can agree to a purchase price, then what I will do is I'll go to my investors and see if I can help you find a buyer. See, what I do is I specialize in finding buyers. I can feel the blood pressure rising in my head right now because so much of that is on YouTube and all these investor educators that are out here. I'm not taking anything from any of them, but if you're listening to someone say, "Yeah, you're going out here to find a buyer," well, the FBI is now attorney general offices are now looking into all these. I mean, here in Raleigh, I can't tell you, there have been at least four or five real estate educators that have come through the radio stations for come learn how to get in, get out quick, how you're only responsible for, you know, finding a seller and matching them with a buyer. And when I heard that from one of these real estate companies, I actually called them up and said, hey, you know, you guys are pressing some buttons that are going to get people in trouble because they're doing non-licensed realtor activity. Non-licensed realtor activity. And I'm not a licensed realtor, but I want to throw that out there to all of you that are listening. If you are a real estate entrepreneur, you are not a wholesaler. You are not a strictly buy and hold or fix and hold or fix and sell. You are an investor, and depending upon what you and or other investors, your intentions are, you don't know necessarily that you're going to try to find an investor to align with you to get that transaction closed. So stop telling people that you are going to help them find a buyer or that you're going to look for a buyer for their property, and you don't mind if I make a little money, do you? You're not licensed, and where the FBI and the attorney generals are coming from are these ridiculous radio commercials and TV commercials where these guys and gals are innocently thinking what they're telling you is cool, but the Board of Realtors across the country are zeroing in on, oh, looky here. We got all these people that are going to go out here, and they're being told, you find a seller, you match them with the buyer, you get paid an assignment fee. Well, that's the kick. You need an education. You need to know what to say, how to say it. And it's going to come from those of us that are in the field every day that are working this business. I'm still a police officer. I do reserve firearms training. I'm very conscious of what I say to people because I never know who's recording. I never know if I'm talking to live at 5. I don't know if I'm talking to a realtor that's trying to set me up, an attorney general, or an FBI agent. I've been in business doing this stuff since the late 80s. And what I want you all to know is that they are out there. They are out there listening for you to make a mistake so they can come in and shut you down and charge you with this type of malicious activity. And it's the Board of Realtors across the country that are saying, you know, we want them to be licensed. They're not licensed. How can they go out there and find a buyer? So I'm gonna let it rest at this point and just tell all of you to revamp what you're saying to your sellers. And if you're living off a YouTube video to get the training, I'd suggest you join me at the end of October down in San Antonio at the Chunkers class that we're going to be having. And get it firsthand from me at that point. Young lady, do we have any questions? Jeff, am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on. She's probably grabbing some names right now.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. We actually have another question. It's coming from Jamal. Jamal, please go ahead.
What you just said brought up something interesting for me. First off, I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying. You have to really watch what you say and how you present yourself in court of law. More interesting to me was the fact that you said you were a police officer. I work full-time for the Army. Wanted to know how you actually balance your career with your investing. And how do you, I guess, what are some of the things you make sure you do to further your investment business? And I don't get to ask this question too often because most people are doing this full time. I just wanted to know.
Well, I am doing this business full time. and I'm a reserve instructor, but I can speak from past experience of spending quite a bit of money to get an education. I think the first amount I spent was like $1,600, and the next, that was just to get into a three-day, and then it was more like $25,000. And I had just been promoted or transferred over to training, and I literally would walk in the house from being the range master and drop my pajamas, you know, from the range and pull up some fatigues because I was going out doing my property thing, or putting on some khakis and a white or light pink shirt because I'm such a big dude, and going to meet with people. So, you know, being full-time military, here's the shot. Some people dream of success while others wake up and work hard at it. Author is unknown. I've lived by that since I was formally trained in 1998-99 when I paid this kind of money. And people would walk by my computer screen and say, what does that mean? And it was hard for me to explain to them that, you know, for me, an 8-9 hour day on the range or a 10 or 12 hour day on the range didn't end when I went home, because we were managing like 85 units. 47 of them were rooming house rooms where we collected our money on Friday nights or Saturday mornings, with a 44 on my side and a 357 on my wife's side. So, you know, it's a matter of, in today's world, it's a very simple answer, though. I didn't know this back then, what I know now, and that is systems. Setting up systems. So I can sit here and talk to you on the phone in my office, and though I hear the phone ringing up at my assistant's desk, she's not here, but I'm also getting emails on my computer from where people are leaving messages at my call center. You know, I was talking with a young man earlier about implementing, I didn't use this terminology, but implementing a drip campaign so that when he sends his first letter and then he puts it on a credit, on a postcard drip campaign, he has nothing to touch anymore. You know, it's done. So if you are, with you being in the military, not knowing whether, you know, I don't know whether you're going to be here or gone, it will create difficulty if you're gone, but at the same time, it won't, because they're called, what are they called, Jeff?
Virtual assistants.
There you go. That's where I was headed. Virtual assistants that you can deal with via Skype every day, you know, unless you're out in the mountains someplace.
Right.
You know, it's setting up systems that can. We didn't have virtual assistants in the late 90s. You know, computers weren't where they are today. You know, with usage and being able to set up your marketing, and you know, I've got a student that literally tries to see how many days he can make money in this business and not walk out of his house, because he has virtual assistants, he has wires from the deals he's putting together, he has a runner that does the paperwork for him and understands that there can be no negotiations, to just using the internet and Google Drive. And he literally, last time I saw him, he said he had been in his house for 23 days without leaving, to the point where he even has a personal assistant that does his shopping for him at the grocery store. I mean, he's on that type of high of, how can I run my business from central command?
Right.
And if I want to go out, I go out. If I don't want to go out, I can still sit in here. And can I still make money doing it? And the answer, obviously, from me watching him is yes. Is he still doing the real estate business? He doesn't go look at them. He doesn't do anything. He has people that does it for him. He cuts them in on his on what he makes doing the business. So
Good. Yeah, that's good.
I hope that gave you a little something to think about.
Gave me a lot to think about. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
So, Jamal, when you call in and talk to Jeannie, right, ask her about Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker, first out of that coaching program, he's in Saudi Arabia, and he did everything from there. He's an, he's a pilot. He did everything from there with a virtual assistant, plus with the things that we're giving him to do. And he now he's back in the States, and he went out to Columbia with another we have a colonel from in the Army from Florida, Nelson. Him and Nelson, my brother Dave, went to Columbia to raise money for some to meet some wealthy investors out there, some foreign investors and stuff. So Chris Tucker is a good friend of Jeannie's too. He's raised a bunch of money. He's only 26 years old too. He's just like knocking it out. Great guy. Just talk to her. That'd be like when you're talking to Jeannie, just ask him how he did it. You know, maybe you can like connect you guys together. So how you
go around. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you already obviously have that get up and go mentality,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. You know, you obviously do not have a defeatist attitude.
No.
You know, and I may not have been in the military, but I've certainly had my one-on-one combat moments on the side of the road or inside of a building or inside of a courthouse. Maybe not long distance, but, you know, I've as much money as I've made and as much money as I've lost, and you know nothing about my background, but I will just say for everyone listening, the only time people fail at this is when they give up. And you getting on here and asking questions is a start, is the first part of it all. It's just let me find out how to do it. But more importantly is knowledge is nothing unless you take action with it. So you get with Jeannie and or Chris, or you start figuring out how you can do this and be in the military full time and then implement that information. Don't do a lot of, like a lot of people. They listen to us, but they're still afraid to take that step. And little do they know it's going to take that entry into that home or into the business and have it switch gears on you. That's going to be the best learning that you can do is have a good foundation. We'll give that to you, but you have to take action with it. I'm done with it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have no further questions at this moment.
Wow.
Okay, just press star zero. Get on the queue. We'll take any questions that you have, any objections that you might have, or what's preventing you from getting started. If you have any money about raising private money, getting investors into your deals, anything about marketing, getting deal flow coming in, market knowledge, any and all questions we'll take.
Do you have any further information on the Chunker class coming up?
It's August, October 31st, November 1st.
Yeah, that weekend, the last weekend, yes, in San Antonio, I was told.
Yeah, it's going to be in San Antonio. So bring a Halloween costume because it's a big costume party Friday night.
Yeah, I will be in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt in my room. Because Lord knows it's going to be wide open. I've already heard about it. My sister-in-law told me about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was just down there at a swim meet. So.
How'd the swim meet go?
It went great. I've got the third fastest freestyler, a 12-year-old, in the state of North Carolina.
Really? That's
and
awesome.
53, and he got invited to go down to a regional swim meet. Daddy had to go, too. And then Mama decided she was going to go. Then my daughter said, y'all can't leave me here. So we made a little mini vacation. Looked at a few houses, talked to a realtor. Oh, I think that was that young man earlier. He said something about talking to realtors, and I didn't comment on that. You know, when you all are first starting, it's going to be very difficult to find a realtor that is willing to work with you, knowing that you're a new investor. And many of the professional realtors out there will call themselves investor-friendly. You're looking for investor-savvy. You're looking for someone that can that can talk the talk with you and show you that they have bought and or controlled some real estate. Because without that person on your team, trying to find someone that will, I can't choose a better word, I don't think, that will tolerate your request and know that you're brand new and already have biases and stereotypes in place, go to your local RIAs or meetup groups and speak to the leaders of those organizations and ask them for their power team. And they will tell you who their realtors are or realtor and or who their property managers, project managers, contractors, attorneys, insurance companies. But you're mainly looking for a real estate agent that is willing to be patient with you in hopes that you are that diamond in the rough, that if they will work with you a few months to help you get what you want without telling you what you want, then that you will certainly shine one day. And you will only shine in their eyes is when you make them some money. And that's a great thing. So I started to tell that young man, don't talk to a whole bunch of realtors, just, you know, one or two, get what you need and keep it moving and go back to them. Otherwise, you'll burn them out if they know that you're going to multitudes of realtors out there. Now, there's no loyalty. Therefore, they're not going to be willing to really work with you.
Okay, we do have a question. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, our next question comes from Mike. Mike, please go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey.
I have a question. You kind of just answered a little bit of it just before you spoke about it, but it's something that you mentioned before. You mentioned that you need to get educated. And you mentioned you had the 3-day program that's $1,700, but if you want to go to the next level, you have to pay $25,000 for coaching. My question is what do you do when you don't have that $25,000? But if you know that you guys have all the programs like videos and books, if it's someone like me, it doesn't really do it for me. It's just too much information, and I lose myself in them. What can I do to get a coach when I can't afford it right now, just to get into the real estate game?
Well, when I paid that money, it was 1998, and I didn't pay for it. A Raleigh SWAT member. So I was the range master for my department, and he was a SWAT member and a firearms instructor, turned me on. So I was dabbling in real estate. I was doing some stuff, but, you know, he's the one that put it on. Two or three credit cards. And then when I did my first deal after I started getting educated, I was able to pay him back. So Dave's programs allow for two people to attend a class or to attend a or to be coached on a single dime. So that's one of the ways that I would speak to you about it. The other way is I would encourage you to go out and see if you can find a family member or friend or go apply for some credit cards. You know, that really will get you in a lot of trouble doing it, but it does work. I've known people to go out and get credit cards and get their credit cards amounts to lend increased so that they can sign up for the program. Everything's going to cost you out here. That's just, we're in a capitalist society. And what can you do? I would say attend your local RIA meetup groups and see if you can find somebody that has already started in the program that might want to split it with you or would be as interested as you are. and see if the two of you could team up. We don't have financing. We don't have grants. So it may or may not be for everybody if you can't afford it. I'm sorry to say that, but that's true.
Let's say I do get it and I start. Does it work for everybody? Is it like 100% proof? I mean, or is it my efforts and...
Absolutely. You got it right. I don't even let you finish the sentence. It's the second part, the latter. It's all about what you do. I had a gentleman that I spoke with years ago, and he was like, look, before I sign up, I want to make sure it's 100% money-back guarantee. Well, what do you want to guarantee? That I'm going to get a deal. Okay. Well, we're not the company for you. You know, I'm here teaching you chunker, and you want 100% money-back guarantee that if you sign up for coaching, that you're going to get a deal done. I said, I've given you more than enough information in this 3 days here on behalf of Dave with Dave's blessings on how to go out here and make this business happen and for you to get paid. We didn't give you 100% money-back guarantee because knowledge is nothing without action. And same thing with coaching or mentoring. Can't tell you the number of people that I know that have spent $60,000, $70,000, $85,000 for one company and still hired me privately to mentor them. After attending all those classes, they still walked away not knowing how to bake that cake, even though they had all the ingredients. So it is based on your efforts. It is based on, you know, our coaches with Dave, we're all experienced investors. We're not scripted. We're not hired guns that read from a book. You know, I'm not interested in ever doing a group coaching call because there are too many personalities and too many different levels to deal with. So... it is based on your efforts. It is based on having someone that will hold your hand as you're going through the training and not be scripted and be willing to act as a weeping willow and bend to your needs. That is what we do in this program. We bend to your needs. And if there's a coach on the team that can't bend to your needs, then whoever it is you're talking about or talking with is scripted and they're reading from a book. And they're giving you weekly assignments, and then your questions can only be asked about that assignment. You know, with us as coaches, we check your pulse, figure out about where you are in the business, being it brand new or just need some fine-tuning from past experiences and training, and then we adapt our training to you. And do we know it all? No. But if we don't know it all, if I don't know it, I'll pick up the phone and call Jeff and or Jeannie and get the answer for a student. That doesn't happen very often. It maybe happens once every year or two. But when it does do, you know, we'll get the answer for you. We won't tell you, well, that doesn't have anything to do with that homework. So I'm not going to answer that question.
I mean, it kind of summed up my question, but it's still that, like, I'm the type of person who would sit down on YouTube and watch different people speak about investing, and even though you're assuring and everything, but it mixes you up because everyone offers something. Like, how do I know I'm getting the full amount? Like you said, it's not scripted and it's legitimate. How do I know that David Lindell is the best way to go compared to other people who offer similar programs?
Well, I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt and tell you that Dave Lindell and his and family and company are the know-all end-all. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to tell you is he is one of the best. Had he not been, when I went to work with him back in 2010, And based on his reputation, I didn't know Jeff or Tammy or his mother or anything about the company. All I knew was Dave's reputation from dealing with students from other companies that I was teaching for. And there are a number of educators out there that I would sit back and say, yeah, there might be a couple more out there that could certainly help you get to where you are, but it's about your own personality now. It's like going to buy a car. You either want a Volkswagen or you want a BMW. They're both German made. Toyota or Lexus. They're both made here and in Japan, but known as Japanese cars, and they're both fine cars. You know, you tell me which one's a better car. I don't know. I only drive Toyotas. But same thing with this company and Dave Lindahl. You know, go to the website and read up on what their students are doing. Or if you're in the area, go to the office and look on their wall of fame and look at what students are saying and doing with the information they're receiving. Look at the biggest test is how many deals are you doing or have you done? Take a look at how many units he's owned. Read his story. Read his book. Learn his biography. You know, what has he done? Where did he come from? You know, to hear his story is amazing. To hear where he and his family were, what they did for a living, and then how they all got involved in this business that he decided that he wanted to take to another level, starting with single-family duplexes, triplexes, quads, and then 1031-ing those into larger units. Read the stories of these people. And I read a guy on the Internet, my last little story here, I'm looking at the time, yeah, we're good. I read something on the Internet where a guy is pushing a course, his course, and I actually use it when I'm coaching my students to say, this is not what we're doing. You know, he's preaching to his wannabe students, clientele, that we want to get into the seller's head. We want to dominate, you know, their brain. We want to control them. We want to brainwash them. We want to do this. We want to do that. And I actually use that as a training tool for my own students to say, this is not who we are. This is not what we want to do. So, unfortunately, I've told people at the Trunker class, unfortunately, I've had people come at me and say, you know, wow, I've got this coaching package with this company. I wish I had known about Dave and or you and what this company represents. You know, and it's all evident in how you teach. You know, I don't know what to say to that. I wish, too, that you had found, you know, Dave before you signed up for that package with that big company. So, you know, that's... The other way you're going to find out who's who is by going to your local RIA and meetup groups and finding out who had what training and ask their opinion. And then remember that whatever they tell you, I want you to look at them and just say, okay, especially if they were negative, and then ask them, okay, so if you spent $35,000 and you're saying it really wasn't worth it, how many deals, how many transactions have you been involved with? And then watch their eyes, their body language. A lot of times people will get the knowledge, like I was talking with Jamal about. They'll get the knowledge, but they won't take action. And then it's everyone else's damn fault but their own. And that's bull crap. So be careful who you listen to.
Okay. What can I do now? What programs can I buy now to get me started on my budget?
Is that you contact Jeff in the office or whomever Jeff might refer you to and let them check your DNA. Let them act as the doctor for you and prescribe for you based on your budget what available options you might can sign up for instead of using this call for that.
Okay.
Jeff, you got somebody you want to? You have someone you want to send him to you or to Paul or somebody?
This is what we'll do. I'll arrange it like with one of my probably like Jeannie. So if you send me an email, it's Jeff Lindahl, LINDAHL, at REMentor.com. And she'll set up like a 15 to 20 minute session with you, just to find out where you're at and your experience. It's basically just we like to get to know people before we can make a recommendation. So that's what she'll do. You'll love her. Everyone loves Jeannie. So it's easy.
And then ultimately she's gonna write a prescription for you.
Yeah.
As to what you need based on that conversation. I hope that helps, young man.
Yeah. Just what was the website? I just didn't get that part. REO. It was Jeff Lindahl at work.
Oh, it's Jeff Lindahl at RE Mentor. It's not M E.
Oh, RE Mentor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
We have no further questions at this moment.
Jeff, you about ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, it sounds good. It's a great call.
Well, one of the things I want to leave everyone with that Jeff and Dave have shared with me numerous times, and I like to share with you all as well, and it's so true. It's something that Ben Franklin was concerned about, and that concern that was regarding everyone's always worried about making that money, but they don't put a whole lot of thought into getting that education so they can make that money. So stop focusing on the money. I know that's easy. Some of you will say, oh, hell, that's easy for him to say, but it's not. I mean, I get it, but if you're going to get educated to work this business, then focus on getting the education. And as a result of the education, the money will come. Stop focusing on the money. All right. So, Jeff, Dave, thank you for the opportunity. Jeff, I'm out of here. Let me know if you need anything else.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, AC. And we'll see everyone in 2 weeks. Take care. Go out there and do a deal. Put an offer in. Make a private money connection. Just go out, take action, and do it. Take care, everyone.